He called a dog a minute ago. The dog came right over. I knew that was the right word. Now, if you want to call your horse to make him stop,
you'd say, ho.
And a call to the pigs when it's feeding time.
Come, piggy, piggy, piggy.
Take a little while on that one. The call to the sheep to get them in from pasture.
Sheepy, sheepy, yes.
Okay, and call the chickens at feeding time.
Chicky, chicky.
Okay. Again, falsetto. And now the things you put your feet in when you're riding a horse.
A steer.
And do you have any special word for the horse on the left on a team? As opposed to the horse on the right?
Well, we'd say if it should trip be on the right-hand side or the left-hand side. Or
mm-hmm. You wouldn't say the near horse or the nigh horse? You ever hear that? Use that, I mean?
No, I don't think so.
And now the things you'd guide the horse with?
A lines.
And you ever call them reins? Reins?
Rain, yes.
Would there be any difference between, say, riding horseback? What would you have then?
Well, that you would call rein, horseback. The rein. And when you drive, well, that would be called lines.
Okay. Maybe like in a buggy or something, you'd have lines in a buggy.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when you put the straps around him, when you're doing what to the horse? Getting him ready. He doesn't have anything on. You put these things around him. You call it your. You're doing what to the horse?
You mean harness him up, or?
Okay. Now, somebody doesn't live very far. You'd say, oh, it's just a
short distance.
Or just a little
little ways.
And then if he does live quite a long,
well,
you say it's quite a long,
quite a long distance,
or quite a long
long ways off.
Okay. And you can't find flowers every place, but you can find weeds almost
anywhere.
Okay. Now the place where the plow has been in the ground, you call
it plowed.
Yeah, but you call that little
the furrow.
And you admire the wheat, and you say it looks like you're going to have a good
crop. Wheat.
And you cut the trees down and you say then the land has been what?
Cleared.
And okay. Now you cut the hay once and it grows up again. Then you cut it again.
Well,
you call that the
called a second cutting.
Pencil pen troubles today. How do you group the wheat together?
Rake.
Into what?
You mean?
No, you put it in a little organization or something. Would you call it a bind?
A windrow. You mean rake it or?